Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, MLA Paul Given will replace Arlene Foster as First Minister in Northern Ireland. He says there are a number of post-pandemic challenges facing the Stormont administration. A mica-affected homeowner in Drumkeen is appealing for public support ahead of a planned mica-redress demonstration, which is taking place in Dublin on this day week. The government is to discuss a proposal to bring people back to work in the office in August, a month earlier than planned. It comes following comments from the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, and over 3 million COVID-19 vaccines have now been administered here, according to the Health Minister. Later in the bulletin, Kenny is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with confirmation this afternoon, as expected, that DUP MLA Paul Given is to be the new First Minister in Stormont. The party leader, Edwin Poots, has been revealing his ministerial lineup this afternoon. Paul Frew will become Economy Minister. Michelle McElveen will take over as Education Minister. Well, Paul Given says there are a number of post-pandemic challenges facing Northern Ireland.
The recovery that's needed in our economy, within our education system, and meeting the needs of the people. We have a huge task when it comes to tackling our waiting lists, and we need to get to work. So what we now need is an effective transition that needs to take place next week, so that we have that smooth delivery of governance, and that is something that I look forward to doing.
A mica-affected homeowner has appealed for public support ahead of a planned mica-redress demonstration, which is taking place next week in Dublin. Catherine Duffy from Drumkeen built her dream home with her husband back in 2003. 8 years ago, they realised there was a problem with the outer wall. In February of this year, it was confirmed that the home was affected by mica. Catherine is calling for public support ahead of the demonstration, which is taking place in Dublin on June 17th, this day week.
Why should we be treated differently to the people in the east of the county or the country, who their rent was paid? We are having to pay rent and pay a mortgage for a house that we're not living in. People who need to remortgage to fix their house cannot take a mortgage out against their mica houses. They're being told there's a lot of misinformation that's going on out there, and it's a very, very frustrating and hard time for all of us families. So we really need to get the people of Donegal. We need, whether you're affected by it, your family, your friends, whether you just, you know that what we're going through is wrong and is unjust, we really need people to get behind us on the 15th and beyond that, and demonstrate with us. We are making this as COVID friendly, should I say, as we can. The buses are free. They're at half capacity. Everything is to COVID regulations. Everyone is expected to wear masks, socially distance, and really get behind us on this, because we, the thousands and thousands of families in Donegal that are affected by this, really need your support.
And that was Catherine Duffy speaking on Highland Radio's 9 till noon show earlier today. 271 new cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in the Republic this evening. It's the second lowest daily tally this year. 77 patients now in hospital with the virus, 27 of them in intensive care. North of the border, 81 more people tested positive for COVID-19 today, with no additional COVID-related deaths. 15 patients are being treated for COVID-19 in hospital, none of them in ICU. Over 3 million COVID-19 vaccines have now been administered here, according to the Health Minister. Stephen Donnelly says the registration process continues for people aged between 40 and 69. Those in their 30s will be able to register towards the end of the month. It's emerged today the Moderna vaccine may be authorised for use on adolescents in the EU next month. The European Medicines Agency has begun evaluating whether the Moderna jab can be used on 12 to 17-year-olds. The EMA will assess the results of a large ongoing clinical study. It expects to make a decision in July. The Moderna vaccine was approved for use on adults in the EU in January. The government will discuss a proposal to bring people back to work in offices in August. That's a month earlier than had been planned. Leo Varadkar says he will ask NPHET to consider a phased return to the workplace sooner, saying most people at that point will be fully vaccinated. With more, here's Stephanie Rowan.
The original plan was to have workers back in the office by September, but the Taoiseach is pushing for this to be brought forward to August. Leo Varadkar says most people should be fully vaccinated by then, and in this way, workers will be settled into their new routine before the rush of school and college in September. He says it will be done on a phased basis, starting with meetings and training, and antigen testing would have to be considered. Numerous other factors have to be ironed out, including what would happen if a worker isn't vaccinated and doesn't want to be. Employment law solicitor Richard Grogan says it's tricky.
If an employee doesn't answer the question or says, no, I'm not vaccinated, then in those circumstances, in both cases, they take it they're not vaccinated. Now, that will cause problems later on when vaccination has been rolled out as to whether somebody can be redeployed or whether the workplace can facilitate them coming back in that situation.
Employers are already carrying out risk assessments in offices ahead of the return of workers, while talks are ongoing between union reps and government officials about what the office might look like post-pandemic.
A mother who killed her three children while suffering from a mental illness has been further committed for inpatient treatment. Deirdre Morley stood trial last month for their murders but was found not guilty by reason of insanity. Her husband and the children's father, Andrew McGinley, is a native of Donegal Town. Courts correspondent Frank Greeney has this report.
The jurors in Deirdre Morley's short trial last month were given an overview of the steady decline in her mental health from as far back as the mid-1990s. They heard the paediatric nurse had a breakdown in 2019 that resulted in her spending some time in a psychiatric hospital. On January 24th last year, she smothered her three children, Connor, Dara and Carla, in the family home at Parsons Court, Newcastle, County Dublin. Two forensic psychiatrists told the jury she was unable to see that what she was doing was wrong. She was also unable to stop herself. Since her trial, she was assessed by another expert who found her to still be suffering from a mental illness and recommended more inpatient treatment. The judge accepted his findings and agreed to further commit the 44-year-old at the Central Mental Hospital. Frank Graney, the Central Criminal Court.
An Irish MEP says the UK's Brexit representative isn't trustworthy when it comes to dealing with issues around the Northern Ireland Protocol. Barry Andrews made his comments this afternoon ahead of a meeting tomorrow between Britain's David Frost and his EU counterpart, Maros Sefcovic. An Oireachtas committee is discussing issues impacting the Northern Ireland Protocol this afternoon. MEP Barry Andrews says there are issues with the UK government's trustworthiness.
And I don't say this lightly, but I don't believe that David Frost is a trustworthy interlocutor. He and his cohort have consistently underplayed the significance of Brexit to the island of Ireland, to the Good Friday Agreement, to the peace process. They consistently ignored warnings about how the effects of Brexit would be on the island of Ireland.
Over the course of the bank holiday weekend, there were 7 drink driving arrests and 4 drug driving arrests across the Donegal division. Gardaí say there are some who persist in the dangerous behaviour of drink or drug driving. If stopped and a roadside test is failed, a person could receive a disqualification from driving. Letterkenny Gardaí are appealing for information in relation to a number of incidents of criminal damage around a large construction site at Millbrae, Stranorlar. The first incident involved damage to a forklift. The second involved the side and rear windows of a teleporter being smashed with rocks. A fire extinguisher from the building that's under construction was discharged. Garda Grainne Doherty is appealing to parents to speak to young people about the consequences of being involved in such behaviour, and in particular about the dangers posed by entering construction sites.
The first incident occurred between Wednesday the 2nd of June at 5 p.m. and Thursday the 3rd of June at 7 a.m. so between closing time, I suppose, where the workers left the site and between when they returned the following morning. Damage was caused to a forklift on the site between those times. The second incident happened then the following day, actually between Thursday the 3rd of June at 5 p.m. and Friday the 4th of June at 7 a.m. so again the workers had left, returned the following morning, realised that the site had been entered again and damage caused. On this occasion, the side and rear windows of a teleporter had been smashed with rocks, and a fire extinguisher from the building that's under construction was discharged also. We had received reports that groups of youths had been observed in and around that area on the dates in question. So we are appealing to anybody who resides in the Ardmacool area, the Millbrae area, and the site backs on to the Woodlawn area also. So we're appealing to residents in that general area also at the rear of the site who may have noticed gangs of youths or groups of youths in the area between those dates.
Police in Strabane say that a person reported missing on Friday has arrived home safe and well. Darren Doherty was last seen in the Castledurg area on Friday. It had been thought he might have crossed the border, but the PSNI have now lifted the appeal for information. A criminal damage incident occurred in the Windmill View area of Letterkenny between 11:30 on Sunday last and 9:30 on Monday morning. The front window of a house was smashed between those two times. The damage is believed to have been caused by a stone. Gardaí are appealing to residents in the area to contact them if they observed any suspicious activity or if they have any information. The £1.3 million Strabane Greenway is now fully open to the public. The 3.7-kilometre greenway has been completed in Strabane, providing a high-quality route for pedestrians and cyclists through the town. It provides an alternative mode of travel to shops, workplaces and schools within Strabane and towards the neighbouring town of Lifford. The North's Communities Minister is Deirdre Hargrey.
This investment from my department of £729,000 has provided a welcome addition and improvement to the Greenway network in Strabane. The physical and visual improvements have not only enhanced the image of the area, but more importantly, connected communities and improved accessibility. It is now a vibrant area where all people are welcome, feel safe and can travel sustainably, offering everyone an inexpensive place for regular exercise. It is also helping to generate economic activity and contribute to the recovery of our town centres by providing an access route for many to use to support local traders as we move out of lockdown in a safe and controlled way. It's great that the Greenway is now complete and can be enjoyed by all in the local community for years to come.
And that was the North's Communities Minister, Deirdre Hargrey, there on the opening of that facility in Strabane.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Cash for Clubs at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the new loyalty scheme that rewards your club every time you shop at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. We say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donald. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic games and the meeting of St Eunan's and Kilcare as the plum tie in the opening round of this season's Donegal Senior Championship. Now, the two big hitters were paired in the first round draw, which was made at the Donegal Training Centre in Convoy this morning. It is a home game for St Eunan's, who are away to Termon in the second round. Kilcare, they'll host four Masters in the second round. There's 16 teams in the Senior Football Championship, with teams divided into two groups, with St Eunan's in Group A are Gwydor, four Masters, Kelly Beggs, Sean McCool's, Niamh Connell and St Noel's. And Group B is made up of Éirua, Glenswally, Kilcare, Gwydor, Milford, Glenfinn, Ardra and Termon. There's full details of all the draws, the intermediate and the hurling as well. All those draws are available on highlandradio.com in the sports section. Well, Donegal will have two more sessions before the line out against Dublin at Breffni Park on Saturday. That's in the Division 1 League football semi-final. If Donegal beat the All-Ireland champions at the Cavan venue, they'll not play in a final. They'll instead share the title, as Declan Boner's team will take to the championship when they go to Down the following weekend. The likes of Neil McGee, Jamie Brennan and Andrew McLean didn't feature in the draw with Armagh, while Michael Murphy won't be risked ahead of the championship. Declan says he'll be putting out his strongest team possible.
We're keeping an eye, naturally enough, on the championship, and we have to be mindful of these players coming back from injuries, and we're going to have to be very, very careful how we go about that. And it's been that type of season so far. The fact that we're short running to the start of the National League, and there have been a number of injuries picked up. But again, we'll monitor that. We're training tonight, we're training Thursday. Anything can happen over the next two sessions before we go to that match again. You know, Michael's will not make it. He's very close, to be quite honest, and we'll have him ready for championship. As of now, you know, we have majority of the other guys back, to be quite honest. We've become used to it, lads, not going through, getting through sessions, so we just have to wait over the next two sessions now, tonight and Thursday, to see what we have for Saturday. But listen, we'll be putting out, it'll be a strong team going out. There will be a number of lads missing, but at the same time, we hope to be competitive against a strong Dublin team, you know.
Declan Bonner there. Moving on to soccer, and Stephen Kenny says his Republic of Ireland side go into this evening's friendly with Hungary with renewed confidence. The look to end the season on a high note following last week's 4-1 victory over Andorra. John Egan looks set to continue as captain, while Gavin Bazunu is likely to once again start in goals. Tonight's hosts start the Euro 2020 campaign a week from tonight, and Kenny wants Ireland to be party poopers.
That can give the players some confidence going to Hungary. Hungary's a different test. I think they've had a brilliant run topping their group in the Nations League and then winning their playoff to get to the Euro. So in a way, this game's a bit of a you know, a carnival for them. The full house, which is amazing. So we want to make sure that we perform well.
Kick-off tonight in Budapest is at 7 o'clock. And meanwhile, back at home, fans will be allowed to return to the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium in limited numbers this Friday. Derry City's SSE Electricity Premier Division meeting with Bohemians is to be used as a test event for supporters' safe return. It's expected around 500 will be allowed inside the Foyleside ground. Moving on to boxing, Kelly Harrington has warmed up for her maiden Olympic Games by securing gold in the European qualifying tournament. The Dubliner has been awarded a split decision victory over Britain's Caroline Dubois in their final in Paris today. It'll also boost Harrington's seeding for the Games in Tokyo. Michaela Walsh will box for gold in the 57 kilos against Italy's Irma Testa. That one's just about to get underway. In tennis, two marathon three-setters produced a pair of Grand Slam semi-final debutants this afternoon. Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova took the deciding set of her quarter-final with Elena Rybakina at 9-7. The Russian will play Tamara Zelenchek in the semi-finals after the Slovenian prevailed 8-6 in the third set of her match with Paula Badosa. In the men's quarter-finals this evening, second seed Daniel Medvedev, he faces Stefanos Tsitsipas. Pass. Finally for this evening in golf, Patrick Harrington won't be playing in this month's US Open. The European Ryder Cup captain missed out by a single stroke at the qualifying event in California. Former US Open runner-up Ricky Fowler also missed out by one shot. That's all your sports this evening. It's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. Well, the press officer with the Arranmore lifeboat is urging people to take extra precautions around the water this summer. Nora Flanagan was speaking after the Arranmore lifeboat was involved in two call-outs over what was a busy bank holiday weekend. She says she anticipates the coming weeks and months will be very busy.
On Saturday, the lifeboat was called out to do a medical evacuation from the island, somebody from the island who was sick, and they had to go to hospital. So the lifeboat facilitated that, brought them to Burtonport, where they were transferred to an ambulance. And then on Sunday, they were again called out to assist a boat that had got into trouble off rocks off Kincastle. But when they arrived on scene, the Bunbeg Coast Guard boat had already been there and managed to bring all the people on the rib to safety. So we work very closely with the Coast Guards, and it's great to have that service, you know, especially this time of the year when everything is so busy. And I think possibly for the summertime too, it'll get even busier.
And that was Nora Flanagan there. More than €50,000 has been raised by Relay for Life after the event went virtual for a second year in a row. The virtual event at the weekend replaced what would normally be a 24-hour event in the grounds of Letterkenny Institute of Technology. 29 teams took part by walking in their own localities and initiating a number of fundraising events. The chair of Relay for Life in Donegal is Robert O'Connor.
Not one accident at all, but two.
When we started off maybe February, March, we sort of set ourselves a target of, you know, hopefully 25, 30,000. Because, being honest, we didn't really know what a virtual Relay for Life would look like. But we set about just planning it as best we could. And so far we've 50,000 raised, slightly over it. And hopefully it'll increase by another, few thousand as well. But we'll know better in the next sort of 10 days where exactly we are. But we had a great weekend. everyone seems to have enjoyed what we put on, and the feedback is very positive. So,
and an MLA in West Tyrone says work must be done to address what is a notorious accident blot spot outside Strabane. There were a number of collisions at the weekend on the Orchard Bells Park Road junction with the Glebe. Local MLA Melissa McHugh says that that's junction has been a point of discussion for years. The Department of Infrastructure has agreed to totally redesign the junction, including the introduction of staggered crossroads. Lisa McHugh says action is needed before it's too late.
Not one accident at all, but two happened at the weekend. There's one on Friday night when two ladies were seriously injured, and then on Sunday again, and I know that the occupants of one of the vehicles had to be helicoptered away from the scene to the hospital. So there's an air ambulance as such that had taken that person away. Yes, I'm frustrated. It's the only word that I can use for this, because I've been campaigning about this issue for this past 10 years. And in fairness, now I have to admit as well too, that the DFI at different times took different initiatives, you know, in terms of, we'll say, sight lines, improving them, in terms of signage and so on. And yet and all, the accidents continue to occur with such just regular occurrence that it would frighten you. And you know that you're only but waiting until there's a complete wipeout, because there's a lot of heavy-duty vehicles that actually use the main road right through the Glebe going towards Claddagh. And very often people come right across this junction without stopping. That's when the accidents occur, you know.
And that was Melissa McHugh. Well, the forecast, it'll stay generally cloudy this evening with patchy rain and drizzle. That remains the case tonight. Cloudy with further patchy rain and drizzle. That'll turn heavy and persistent at times, in lowest temperatures of 13 or 14 degrees Celsius, light to moderate southerly winds. Tomorrow, Wednesday, the rain and drizzle will again become patchy through the day with some sunshine breaking through, mist and drizzle lingering, particularly in coastal areas. Highest temperatures tomorrow, 16 to 20 degrees Celsius, in moderate southerly breezes. Main stories in brief. And DUP MLA Paul Given will replace Arlene Foster as Northern Ireland's First Minister. Speaking after his appointment by party leader Edwin Poots, the DUP MLA said there are a number of post-pandemic challenges facing Northern Ireland. A mica-affected homeowner is appealing for public support ahead of a planned mica redress demonstration, which is taking place next week in Dublin. 271 new cases of COVID-19 confirmed in the Republic this evening, the second lowest daily tally this year. Meanwhile, it's been confirmed by the Health Minister that over 3 million COVID-19 vaccines have now been administered. Stephen Donnelly says the registration process continues for those aged between 40 and 69. Those in their 30s will be able to register later this month. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 8th of June. The death has occurred of Bridie Forker, Annagree. Removal from Midlands Funeral Home tomorrow morning at 11, going to her late residence. Funeral Mass on Thursday in Star of the Sea Church, Annagree, at 11, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The death has occurred of Thomas Tommy Gallagher, 13, Abbey Park, Manor Cunningham. Removal from Kelly's Funeral Home this evening at 5:30, going to his late residence in Manor Cunningham. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 11 to St Bathan's Church, St Johnson, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon. Travelling via Wonder Years, Main Street, Newton Cunningham, Long Lane, Churchtown and Cross Carrigans. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial are private to a maximum of 50 people. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Pieta House, care of any family member, or Kelly's funeral directors, RFO. The death has taken place of John Patton, Kinnegar Road, Rathmullen. Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock on Thursday morning in St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, followed by interment in the adjacent cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live on mcnmedia.tv. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, funeral and burial are private to a maximum of 50 people. The death has taken place of Sister Regina Sarah Lafferty, Belmont, New Jersey, USA, formerly of Carabeg, Carimina, Donegal. Funeral Mass will take place on Wednesday at 3 o'clock Irish time, with no live streaming available. The death has occurred of Nora Neal Hollick, Meandarinasloe, Annagry. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass in Star of the Sea Church, Annagry, tomorrow morning at 11, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. In accordance with HSC and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family and friends only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. And the death has taken place of Maggie McColgan, 21, Breen Park, Victoria Bridge, and formerly of Leg Fordrum, Douglas Bridge. Funeral from her home tomorrow at 20 past 12 for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Melmount. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral are private to family only, please. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam at melmountparish.com/webtv.